Hi, this is my article about the genius dyslexic. We want to unlock the genius mind of the dyslexic child. Understanding dyslexia. Contrary to popular belief, some popular and highly successful people find it difficult to read and write. In fact, a staggering 35% of U.S. entrepreneurs have dyslexia, compared to 20% in the United Kingdom. This challenge, learning difference, in basic spoken and written language is called dyslexia. However, it is time to stop thinking of dyslexia as a disability, but as a genetic difference in the brain, neurobiology, which causes difficulty in reading, writing, and spelling. Many would think of dyslexia as a learning disability, and in some circumstances, this is a reality. But it is a learning difference that comes along with numerous strengths that often go unrecognized. Essentially, being dyslexic isn't a true reflection of intelligence. In fact, many people with dyslexia rise to the very top of their field in entrepreneurship, architecture, engineering, and arts. Prisms of brilliance and creativity of a dyslexic mind. There's a common feature between one of Hollywood's brightest stars, Tom Cruise, and one of the most successful entrepreneurs, Steve Jobs. It's dyslexia. Also, England's Prime Minister, Winston Churchill, was dyslexic. Historically, some of the greatest minds and talents have dyslexia, but regardless of their difficulty in reading and writing, they are still left an indomitable mark of brilliance. People with dyslexia can be excellent problem solvers. This may be the reason why most people with dyslexia struggle in high school, but they make successful entrepreneurs in the business world. In fact, a study conducted by the Tulip Financial Group in 2003 found that United Kingdom millionaires were 40% dyslexic in a study reported in the media. Most high-performing people with dyslexia often exhibit traits of intelligence, creative thinking, and problem-solving skills. Some studies have shown the link between dyslexia and creativity. A study by Cancer et al. Showed that dyslexic students in junior high school outperformed their non-dyslexic counterparts in creativity tests. The study conducted that despite the negativity surrounding dyslexia, it does involve very useful creative traits. Dyslexic people often adopt a holistic approach to learning, which is knowing the end result and then working from the parts to get there. Although processing fine details and memorizing facts in the classroom may not be their strength, dyslexic people are often creative and artistically gifted in integrating personal experiences with acquired knowledge to develop new knowledge and ideas. Because of their increased dependence on the right hemisphere of the brain, they possess great visual thinking and an intuitive sense of spatial organization. The need to support dyslexic children. Mind-boggling statistics from research findings indicates that high school dropout rate of dyslexics can be as high as 35%, twice the national average for the high school dropouts in many countries. In the United States, 27% of high school dropouts have learning disabilities. The research findings should be enough reason for parents and teachers to support dyslexic children and significantly reduce the dropout rates of children having dyslexia. Just as every human does, children with dyslexia deserve a lot of support from their environment, school, and home. A dyslexia diagnosis doesn't mean your child will never learn to read, spell, or write, as the case may be. Of course, research has proven that there are a series of programs available to help your dyslexic child read. My reading program, Step-by-Step Reading, is one of them. Supporting dyslexic children at home. As parents, you only do as best, the best you can to support your dyslexic child's learning. use some of these tips. Encourage reading by asking relevant academic questions. Make learning fun and spend quality time together, nurturing thinking skills and letting your child be curious. Help your child manage academic works, breaking assignments into smaller parts. Helps with organization, and we call that executive functioning. Make your child get the deserved positive impression and self-image. Encourage your child to tackle words independently. It's natural for a teacher to always recall what's being taught. In this respect, have your child teach something to you. Praise and reward means a lot to your child. Create a daily target for your child. Make a calendar, use stickers if you want, to acknowledge something achieved. Allow dyslexic children to get enough rest, eat right, and it helps them learn better. Supporting dyslexic children at school. Treat dyslexia early. Acknowledge it, assess it, and provide intervention as young as possible. We would recommend 5 years old, first grade, second, and third grade. Screen children for dyslexia early. Make use of spell check functions in the classroom. This helps the children focus more on reading and writing, thereby developing their spell ability indirectly. Encourage repetition of each paragraph for better comprehension. Make a bold text and well-spaced worksheet. Leverage colored backgrounds while teaching. However, the best way to support the child with dyslexia is to build his or her confidence. This can be done by encouraging the activities they feel good at, that they do well, dancing, joining a sports team, singing, and many, many more. As a parent or teacher of a dyslexic child, focus on developing the strength of the child. Pay attention to correct the dyslexia as well as focus more on nurturing the child's creative mind. Studies of individuals who go on to be millionaires have shown that the proportion of dyslexic people among them is 4 times the proportion of the general population. Although children with dyslexia may struggle in a classroom, if given the needed support, they often grow into the gifted scientists, inventors, creative artists, and entrepreneurs we need in this nation. With the right teaching and learning techniques, there's no reason why a dyslexic child can't achieve his or her full potential. Finally, overseeing shyness. Dyslexic people who aren't shy, they aren't as shy as they say they are. As a result of poor management of dyslexia, students struggling with it may end up being shy or have that low self-esteem, which hides their gifts. To overcome shyness, parents and teachers and dyslexic people can draw confidence from dyslexic people who aren't shy. Some of those examples are Sir Richard Branson and Tom Cruise, Henry Winkler. You know, Winston Churchill was bold. George Patton was bold. Alexander Graham Bell, Thomas Edison were some notable inventors, and some creative artists were Leonardo da Vinci, Pablo Picasso, some scientists, Steve Jobs, and Albert Einstein. Sports people that we recognize, Tim Tebow, Muhammad Ali, and writers, Agatha Christie, Benjamin Zephaniah, and Patricia Polacco, also Aaron Brockovich. As you can see, there are numerous people out there who never knew dyslexia was there in them. Your child, too, can be successful and achieve his or her dreams. Remember, dyslexia isn't a disability. It's an advantage and opportunity for you to embody the prisms of brilliance and creativity of the dyslexic mind. Thank you. Have a blessed day. I'm Dr. Marianne Cintron.